evening and welcome to the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors meeting. Can we stand, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance? Or would you, Brian, would you please do the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call?
Roll call to take it on the record.
Okay, at this point in time, we're going to do public comment. And let me, for anything that is not on the agenda, so y'all that are here to talk about the letters for the new fire station, you'll wait a few minutes until we get to that on the agenda. During public comments, we don't make any comment. That's just a Brown Act thing. We can't make any comments. On occasion, there may be a clarifying question, but don't be offended if we don't respond, because that's just how it's set up. So, okay, with that, do we have anyone on the phone?
There are no hands raised.
Okay. Is there any public comment for anything not on the agenda in the audience? Please come up, state your name.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Richard Coleman, 4500 Discovery Point Boulevard. It's not an agenda, but I wanted to talk about the landscaping issue that's on Discovery Point. That's the largest movie.
Could you speak up, please? Is the microphone on?
Yes,
thank you.
Let's see your office.
May not stay there.
Okay. There you go.
There you go. Thank you.
My concerns are regarding the landscaping. I've been traveling, but I have returned, and I've noticed that it is complete. Some of the concerns that I have is, I wonder whether or not we got a landscape plan. So I understand that we spent about $250,000 just on that area itself, and about $50,000 on the moss area that most pieces have been part of it. So I brought some pictures too that I could circulate from. I wanted to talk about the moss area. It's got very poor watering. I saw it was the very first time that it was serviced about a week or so. I talked to Matt and said it's on a regular normal schedule now. And some of the areas are just not getting the water, so I want to make sure that we're getting our landscape. Also, the weeds are popping up in that particular area too. He mentioned that he's going to be spraying a drought on a consistent basis. That's a certain route. If it's the best thing in the world, if we could get those attention, I appreciate it. I don't know if we signed off on the quality control. I think that a good percentage, maybe 50% of those plants that they have put in there are not flourishing, and that's a significant good irrigation. The pepper trees are dropping, and it's becoming a fire hazard, not only on the rocks, but also in the area itself. And I'm not so certain the weed barrier is working because they're popping up left and right. I do know that there has been some spraying there. I have some pictures of the weeds and also the dead weeds. I think eventually all the dead weeds are going to cover up that rock that you put down there. So my reason for visiting with you today is let's just make sure that we got a nice work on it. Since we didn't have a lot of say on how this is being put together, I would ask that we maintain it in the appropriate way. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Could you just give the photos to Kelly and she'll get them all to us?
Okay.
Make it easy for you. Thank you very much. Any other public comment of anything that is not on the agenda? Okay, with that, we will close public comment. And now we are going to change things around a little bit, since there's a number of you here that want to talk about the letters of support for the construction of Station 49. We will jump into that right now. Number E2.
Okay, so presented here are two letters of support for the City of Brentwood Fire Station 94 Development Project. The first is from the Town of Discovery Bay, expressing their endorsement and outlining concerns about the potential impacts on the Discovery Bay Station and its residents if the project does proceed. The second letter letter prepared by the Contra Fire Department supports the development of Fire Station 94 at its downtown Brentwood location and emphasizes the necessity of this project. These two items both fall under the board's MAC authority for your open discussion.
Excellent. Did everyone have a chance to read over the letters? There was also an email that was sent today from Travis Martin, who is the Commodore of the VA in Brentwood.
Commander, we're not young.
Oh. Well, they are now. Okay, thank you, Kevin. All right, any questions?
I have a quick question. Are we looking at submitting both of these letters? Or just choosing one or the other, submitting both?
Mm-hmm.
I prepared both, first of all.
Okay.
But it's up to your discretion.
Brian, any questions?
I honestly don't know enough about the issue. I know it's very complicated, but it sounds like we're taking the position that the station needs to be built back downtown. Is there a reason that we're taking that position versus the possible other areas that were offered up?
What I can share with you is that we were contacted by Supervisor Burgess and Chief Burchard asking for our support in these. You probably saw the emails from them asking for our support, and normally we obviously would be involved with something that was going on in Brentwood. But the point that they've made is the impact if the station is not built downtown, it would be built farther away on Sand Creek. Kevin, is that right? Sand Creek?
Sand Hill.
And so that, by not having it closer to us and not being built there, it would impact the response times in Discovery Bay. And as we know, they're already at 9 minutes, which the goal and the norm within the fire department is 5 minutes, so every second counts. So that's what I can tell you. Do you have any questions, Leslie?
Well, I'm like Director Pato. I have a little bit of knowledge on this issue. I actually mm-hmm. have some other organizations in Brentwood that have given opinions on the location, and that the location of the fire department downtown actually leads to some complexities of other organizations, farmers markets, and other types of things taking place. So there are some other, it's a very complex issue,
mm-hmm.
I have to say. And there are, my opinion is that there are strengths and weaknesses for both of the locations.
Yeah.
And so we are advocating.
Yeah, our focus
is
really
Discovery
on,
Bay. On the impact of Discovery Bay.
Bay.
What I don't understand is what the location times, what the difference, because of the location times, I don't think that I have the knowledge
mm-hmm.
That has been shared with us, the difference in response times between the different locations.
The response times I just mentioned are response, the normal response time, if right now we called and said that there was a fire, what the fire department, their norm is 5 minutes, but what we get here right now is 9 minutes.
Right.
And so if it's built in that location and our station here isn't pulled away that much, and they
down.
Can easily get back up, maybe that will bring our 9 minutes down to 8 or 7, where every minute does.
Right. No, but what I, my point is I don't understand what the difference in response times would be between different options of the two locations that they're considering and how that would impact Discovery
mm-hmm.
Bay. So that's a bit of information that
mm-hmm.
I'm not aware of, but I am all in support of increasing response time, of course,
mm-hmm.
for the town of Discovery Bay.
Absolutely. Kevin, any questions, comments?
Although I have read the information that's been provided to me, I feel that I don't have enough information to be able to move forward with the decision on taking
mm-hmm.
one side or the other. I feel that personally, I don't want to get in the middle of technical, there's a very legal and technical, I don't want to say battles, but I guess I can, that are occurring between factions that I don't feel I'm in a position to get involved in. So I think that, for myself personally, I don't want to take a position of supporting one side or the other. All I care is that they get a fire station in there. I've never seen the stats and exactly whether the drop's more direct, less direct, what the increase, what the change in those response times are. I've not been given that data, so I don't have that information. So I don't really, personally as a director, I don't feel comfortable making a decision one way or the other.
That's absolutely fine.
I kind of feel the same way. Like, I feel like we need more response time and a fire department. I think it's a little bit out of our jurisdiction to dictate where it goes. Because I think there's complexities with that that we aren't privy to at this point. I think my preference would be to do a letter of support of, yes, let's add a fire station, but let's let Brentwood figure out where that needs to go instead of having us take a stance either way. And I feel a little awkward that the county is asking us to do this when we ask the county to do a lot of other things for us to help our community thrive and do better, and we don't get the responses on that. And so, you know.
I absolutely understand what you're saying. I understand it, but it's kind of one of these things. This is what we have to work with. And, you know, when our main regional partners ask us to do something to help the town, we might want to give it some thought. But
that's fine. Maybe we should.
Can we hear
kind of
public comment?
Clarification statement, maybe we should hear from
them. Yes, yeah. That's next. Okay, do we have public comment on this topic? Would you please come up? And here, we have a card or two. Travis.
Dealer's choice.
Travis Martin, come on up.
I don't have a counter anywhere, so.
This will be on.
I will do my absolute best to partner.
Yeah. When the light turns red. That's it.
So thank you all very much. It was pure happenstance that we found out that this was coming before you. And it was surprising to us because, to Director Porter's point, this is kind of outside of the normal jurisdiction. Let's go tell a neighboring town what they can do. It seems to be a pattern that the county has in terms of this top-down pressure, local authority, but thank you all for allowing me to address you tonight on the issue of great importance to the residents of Discovery Bay and the surrounding community. I'm a Bidenite. And we are all directly impacted by those numbers which you stated. I would like to ask the question that can't be answered here, but I thought we had a fire station on Pixel. Doesn't seem to be that would be a fiber even. So, so I urge the board tonight to take a balanced approach. Affirm your support for Fire Station 94 as an essential component to the community's future, but encourage the county and the fire district to work collaboratively with the city of Brentwood and all of its relevant stakeholders to identify the most appropriate location, the one that meets both operational needs of the fire district and the community's expectations and responsible land use. So this is not an either-or decision. We can and should pursue both goals, the interest of public safety and sound community planning. So thank you again for your time and your service on your board and your thoughtful consideration in the importance of this issue.
Nice work.
We are available, me, and myself, and any of the others from the DBMB, in terms of answering questions, because while this happens or doesn't happen tonight, this does affect your community, and we are available to answer questions and to help support whatever information you need so that you're comfortable.
Ellen Hester.
Chairman and Board, good evening. I urge the town of Discovery Bay to carefully consider the implications of supporting the placement of fire station 94 downtown Brentwood. A vote in favor of the location is not a vote for public safety. Rather, it is a vote against the veterans who have relied on the property for over a century. It also undermines the authority of the city of Brentwood and contradicts their downtown specific plan, which aims to preserve the character and function of that area. Furthermore, it appears that the board members of the town of Discovery Bay may not have the full story regarding the property's history and the ongoing discussions between the veterans, the county, the district, and the city. It may be premature to take a definitive stand without understanding these complexities and the city of Brentwood's efforts to find a mutually beneficial solution. We also cannot ignore the bigger picture. East County does need other fire stations. Delays in addressing this not only hurt the communities the district supposed to protect, but a station on South Depot would not only resolve the current controversy, but it would also improve coverage, particularly benefiting Discovery Bay by allowing Bixler Station to focus more on this area's growing demands. Every day that the county and the fire district refuse to course correct is another day delayed on that public safety. If the town of Discovery Bay wishes to send a letter, it should be one that encourages the county fire district to work transparently in good faith with the city of Brentwood and the veterans to find a location that strengthens safety and honors historic commitments. Don't become pawns in a strategy that divides the community. Be a voice for cooperation, not coercion. To your points and questions that you asked, the report that they're relying on to give you information on is a decade old. It's information, and Fire Station 54 downtown had the longest response times. Sand Creek was never even considered as a part of that. And it's property that was designed to replace Station 54, and there's a report that states that that was the best location in 2005. And it's closer to the growth in Brentwood. The fire station is not playing fairly with this. They just want to take the easiest way out. In their letter, they say two things. They're looking for the cheapest, fastest solution, because that always works out better. By the way, that report, also that they're citing, says Discovery Bay deserves two fire stations. Where's that?
Well,
that was booked for
you just made a statement. Is that your mic drop? Okay. All right, Mike. Yeah, I didn't want to insult you and say it wrong.
So the land was purchased with a special tax over 100 years ago, exclusively for veterans' use. Under the political code, chapter 348, 41F. The Military and Veterans Code 1266 prevents the county from taking land unless it was abandoned, which is not the case. The county's decision to transfer the land to the fire district, the original intended legal requirements placed on the property, impact the veterans and the community. The county and the fire district are in violation of this intended land use. There are about 8 to 10 case laws that support our position on this. The former fire commission, Julie DeMartini, agrees with this, that it is the wrong location. We support the fire station, but it must not be at that location. Brentwood should work, or Discovery Bay should work with veterans, the community, and the county to find better sites that meet both public safety and needs and respects for the veterans' rights. 100 years of history is at stake. Hopefully, you see through all this bureaucracy that's going on, and go to our website, and you will get all the true information is here. Not the stuff that you're getting from Diane Burgess. It is a spin factor. All the proof is right here. I urge you all to look at this. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Dolores.
Good evening, President Brown and members. I love your community. I was a 20-year educator here, just retired. So I want to address to you the recent inflammatory remarks made by our supervisor, Supervisor Diane Burgess, and they are omitting key facts while trying to pressure communities like yours into supporting a controversial project that has serious unresolved issues. For example, the so-called heat map that I think is in your packet is not a forecast of future growth or a valid justification of placing the fire station downtown. It's actually a historical document, not a planning tool, and using it to override local concerns and veteran rights is misleading at best. You have the chance to help, not by taking sides, but by urging Supervisor Burgess to work with the city of Brentwood and veterans, not against them. Send a letter asking her to reconsider the outdated plan and find a location that works best for everyone. This isn't about denying public safety. It's about planning public safety right and doing it fairly. And frankly, this isn't discovery-based fight. Don't get pulled into the middle of a political and legal mess that doesn't serve your residents. Maybe let the cooler heads prevail. However, while I wholeheartedly support the project, I believe that it is equally important that the station be located in a manner that is consistent with the city's established planning and zoning requirements. Public safety infrastructure should be thoughtfully and strategically sited, not just to respond based on dated, outdated heat maps, but also to respect the character, livability, and future development of the community. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Last call. All right, with that, we will bring it back to the board. Any questions or additional discussion? Okay, do we want to have a motion?
A motion to what?
To approve or not the letters of support and concern for the construction of Hunt Crest Fire Station 94 in downtown Brentwood.
I'd like to make a motion, but I want to change what the original motion is.
Okay.
So I would like to make a motion in support of adding an additional station. I don't think we should support where it goes.
I second that.
Is there any issue with this?
Okay. Yeah, you're
did I say it correctly?
Yeah, so the letters that are in the agenda packet are examples. This letter of your MAC authority, you can make comments to the county, and that's what the authorities are for, you want to comment as it impacts the town discovery day. And you can say whatever you'd like with this letter, so it's on the agenda appropriately, support, oppose, something.
Before we get to a vote, we have discussion in main second, so now we have discussion. I agree with what's being said, and what I would like to recommend is that staff write a letter similar to the letter that's here, saying that we are in full support of the new fire station, as you mentioned, without any regards, but the location is beyond our jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And that we are acting for response times, service.
Yeah, we understand the importance of why it's necessary, and we wholeheartedly would like that to happen.
So,
it's critical that the new fire station be placed somewhere.
Quick question:
the location
is this going to the county or is this going to the city of Brentwood?
City.
I would say send that letter in place of letter one, which is to the county with all the CCs that you have.
Yeah.
City of
so it's going to go to the city of Brentwood.
CCs that you have.
I believe it's the city of Brentwood, I believe it's the supervisor's office, and
right.
The fire.
With regards to, and there was no motion on the letter.
No.
Similar format, I'm using a similar format.
Yeah, I think we should, again, I think we should do a letter of support for the fire station, which we've been advocating for, you know, for town and Discovery Bay. I think it doesn't feel good that the county is kind of asking us to do something that we have no knowledge on. And that feels a little weird to me. So while we try to be good stewards of the people that serve our community, I think as a director of a board, I would be upset if another CSD or town came in and asked us to support something that they knew nothing about.
Okay, so.
That doesn't need to go in the letter, but I just want to voice my opinion about how I think it feels weird that the county is kind of forcing our hand on picking a side, which really, we just need another fire department, and that's what we're in support of.
And if you bet the other one.
Sure, so if I'm understanding what the original motion, the original motion was a letter of support for the fire station.
Correct.
And a letter of support in the sense of the needs for a fire station in this town. And no, taking no position on the location of where that station is sited.
Correct.
Okay, are we good with that?
Yeah, I would just advocate, I'd like some language in there advocating for beneficial reduced response times for
I was thinking the same thing. Talk about our constituents in there somewhere, saying that, representing our constituents, this is critically important that we have another fire station.
Yes.
So thank you for that context, and that was the need, but thank you for pointing out what specifically we like. The other thing I'd recommend if the maker of the motion approves is that the context of this letter, so we don't have to have another meeting, will be sent to our board president and the board. The board president will be delegated the authority to approve that letter. You all would see if there's any comments, they have a blind copy quality, so that when you reply to that, Tina would get your comment and be able to incorporate whatever it is that you see wrong. Once that issue does, there'll be no meeting effectively.
Okay.
Yeah, so the letter's sent, and then we can look at it, and if we have any comments, we can comment before it goes out.
Yeah, and
correct.
Then once all the comments have been brought back, the letter would be presented to President Graham for signature.
I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, all good. Okay, so a motion's been made, it's been seconded. Should we do a roll call vote?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and with that, we will now go back to.
You have so just to clarify then for staff,
yes.
Understand what, there were two letters, one from the board, one from the general manager. Did you want the two letters? Did you want the one letter?
I'm confused a little bit because the letter to the city was from the general manager, and I think probably we should stick with that for that. The letter from the board was to the fire district, and we're not going to be sending a letter to the fire district in support. Are we?
I'm so
confused.
Yeah.
The motion's on the table.
But they were
going to
be copied on it, correct?
Yeah.
Dana?
So I wrote a letter in support coming from the town of Discovery Bay. The second letter was actually letter from the fire department, and they want us to sign up. So we are not going to sign their letter. We're going to modify the letter from the town. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Absolutely fine.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're good, and it passes,
yes.
And we can move on. Okay. All right. Now to consent calendar, and you all are absolutely welcome to stay here and enjoy the rest of our meeting. We're going to have a really in-depth financial discussion, so you're welcome to stay, or you can.
We have some other good rock stuff coming up too.
Yeah.
I'd like to offer my hands and my business card to anybody that way. We have a point of contact. I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead and give them to us.
Yeah, give them to Kelly, please. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
See you later, board. Gone.
Okay, now on to the consent calendar. Item C.
Move to it.
Second.
Can we take the vote?
Director Belcher? Aye. Director Porter?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Kato?
Aye.
President Graham?
Aye. Motion passes. All right. Now, the area agencies and liaison reports. There is no one here from Supervisor Burgess's office. But we do have our new Lieutenant Ryan White here, who has taken over the sheriff duties out in this area, replacing Charlene Akis.
Hopefully this is a little less confusing.
Welcome, by the way.
Thank you very much. Lieutenant Ryan White, been promoted Lieutenant of the Sheriff's Office to the Board of Delta Station. As you all know, serves East County, incorporated East County, and the East area. I brought two packets with me tonight. One in the thicker of the two is the monthly calls for service. In total, in Discovery Bay, we had 358 total calls for the month of May. And the smaller of the packets is a the reports that were drawn by our deputy sheriffs in the past Discovery Bay, which is significantly smaller amount compared to the calls, not calls for service that we go to. One thing I did want to highlight is there was a chronic shoplifter at the Safeway. He was actually wearing a jacket and cutting holes inside of a jacket. He's got a bunch of things in there. He was for a few weeks in a row. With the use of the surveillance within Safeway and Block and VR cameras, the vehicle was identified. A few weeks later, our deputies were able to arrest him on outstanding warrants as well as for that case. Just want to highlight that the technology that we have surrounding Discovery Bay and Discovery Bay is really helping our deputies solve crimes and combat that. One other thing I want to bring up is 4th of July is right around the corner. We're going to be having mass enforcement from the Sheriff's Office. We've authorized hours of overtime for the night of July 3rd and the night of July 4th. We have multiple people signed up, so you will see a large contingency of deputy sheriffs within Discovery Bay and the fire area trying to combat fireworks and fireworks calls. And their sole responsibility is only to respond to fireworks calls. So the normal beat cars will still go to the normal beat calls for service. So I'll assume that.
Okay, and you're very aware, I'm sure, that this is a high firework, sadly, area, and we strongly discourage it. I'm sure it'll be going up on the, yeah, we've got an electronic sign, it'll be going up there soon. So, yeah, that's good. Have a lot of people.
I have two questions.
Sure.
So you mentioned some of the technology that assisted in your arrest.
License plate reader cameras?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, they're able to identify the vehicle that the suspects are.
Okay, yeah. Great. So those were purchased with PSIC's money, so that's great. That's
yes.
A benefit. And then Marine Patrol over the holiday, will they be out enforcing
on the waterways?
On the waterways?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
4th of July is a mandatory work day for entire Marine Patrol. So the entire unit will be working to improve service in the town.
Excellent.
Anyone else?
Well, great to meet you.
Yeah,
yeah,
welcome.
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 Welcome to Discovery Bay.
Yeah. All right. All right. Now on to item E, Municipal Advisory Council. Do you want to address this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love
Please.
To address this. So there has been a bunch of talk about the buildings going in across the street and what can we do as a town, and we've sent letters of support and we've done a bunch of other things. When Lisa Wilson, Assembly Member Lori Wilson was out, we had asked specifically the question of how can we work on preventing this or at least influencing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was brought to our attention that as a CSD, we have the authority under our MAC authority to form a planning committee that would advise and be a part of the county planning committee and also the supervisor's office in looking at the plans for what the buildings are going to be, what they're doing, and at that point we can give input and advise on what we think fits within our community and what doesn't fit. So if they're building a six-story building, this committee would be sitting in with the planning committee with the county saying, no,
mm-hmm.
we don't approve a six-story building
mm-hmm.
that doesn't fit within our statute
yes.
and town
mm-hmm.
aesthetics,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
And so this was kind of news to me, and I think it would be in our best interest to put together my, I guess my ask is to put together a special planning committee that would follow this through, that would just be for that. So they would be, you know, once it is formed, we would inform the county, we would inform the county planning committee and say, we want to be a part of this. And mm-hmm. as a MAC, you have to let us be a part of it. Did I get that right, Dina? Did I miss anything? Okay. And Assemblymember Wilson said if we had problems that we could reach out to her and she would be happy to advocate for us on it.
Excellent.
Court, any questions?
I'm not really clear on how that functions.
It would be part of the MAC, and it would function in the sense of whoever we nominate to be on that committee would then, you know, as a town, we'd reach out to planning committee and supervisor's office. So anything that came up with that specific development across the street, that committee would be involved in looking at all of those things with it.
Would the county be obligated?
Yes. Obligated.
Under what authority?
Under our MAC authority.
But I mean, who enforces it? I mean, in other words, they could have a planning committee meeting and not invite us. And how do we know that? And then how do we enforce that? How does it work hand in hand with the county? That's what I'm going to understand.
I think that's probably a question I need to ask.
Do you put on that end?
So it would have to be collaborative. I think your instincts are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything to force the county to do in regard to requiring that we be a part of that. You can, in the sense that you can request that any applications that or any activity that happens with that specific development be sent to a committee that's been formed here, and then it would be on this committee to be able to attend. So they could hold their meeting, or if it's a planning commission meeting, and if we didn't attend, it wouldn't interfere with their ability to continue that meeting. It would be effectively setting up a collaborative line, and we would consider it an ad hoc.
Yeah.
It's very specific in purpose, limited in time. And so that would avoid any ground actors, so the members of this committee would be able to meet, mm-hmm. talk, discuss, advise this board. No action can be taken at that committee. And then that committee would have to delegate certain authority by this board to work within the confines of that board.
Let me backtrack just a second. Let me say, I think it's a great idea. I kind of threw a monkey wrench, but I think it's a great idea. I just was
don't understand
the actual function. We'll have to work our way through that.
Really quick,
we have somebody coming on staff that is very,
yes,
that understands exactly how the county works, and maybe we should table this until we can get input from our new AGM.
I think what we should do is reach out to Assemblymember Wilson's office and ask for more clarification. She was very specific in, like, this is what you can do, this is what your authority is, absolutely you should do this. My other recommendation on that is having an ad hoc committee, but potentially the person that's coming on board would be a part of that ad hoc committee to help us work through some of the intricacies of the county and the politics of that.
Okay, I'd like to ask a question. Okay. So in your practice, Annie, have you run into this committee? Is this a recognized practice county by county, or is it recognized in Contra Costa County? Do you know?
MAC authorities have...
Well, MAC, yeah. But as far as the planning.
Well, it'd be part of MAC, correct?
Yeah, so MAC authorities themselves have mm-hmm. lost a little bit of influence in the counties because of the way that the counties operate in their government structure. Where you have, you know, a county like Contra Costa, where you have a lot of unincorporated areas that have, you know, what people otherwise consider cities, you should have more influence. And the more activity that a board takes, that's when you create that influence. The problem is we also don't have a funding mechanism that we have water, we have wastewater, we have landscaping, and so then how are we funding this activity? So we have our general purpose. So our general purpose is the town carries out is But if we were to get an AGM and to dedicate, you know, resources to that, it's a matter of how are we allocating those resources within our budget. So that's possible, but it's just another little bit of a wrinkle that we do as we do this.
A couple of things. Good idea. I think we should continue to pursue it. I think we should understand that it's a non-cycled event because we don't have a budget for MAC duties.
Agreed.
I think that it's okay, it's okay to that we would be using some staff time because we have been assigned MAC duties by the county. So we can allow our AGM to spend some of his time based on the instructions of the general manager to this task. And she would then decide how much of his time could be allocated towards that. But we have the right to do that because the county has given us MAC responsibilities, and therefore it can come out of the general budget. We just would have to be careful on that. So,
can I add something? Like, we're already putting staff time to this in, if you look it back, right? So it may not have been under the MAC, but we are.
We've already asked
our general manager.
Letters, Dina sent letters,
yeah.
We've already spent time.
Well, and they're sending stuff in to water and stuff
for
that.
Are you seeing this, you mentioned ad hoc, are you seeing this as a specific committee strictly for the project across the street?
I would say initially, yes, because
that is... That was on that finite timeline.
Yes, it's specific in nature and limited purpose, and once that's done, move it to.
Now,
yeah.
If there was another situation that came up,
then it would come up and we would do the
right,
same thing.
But it's not going to be a committee that's going to, it's going to be, because, well, so I think we've made progress here, right? And I think that there is the distinct possibility that the county will tell us that we don't care what you have to say.
But
we don't care about your committee.
I'm shocked.
So, send us a letter. They may say that, but that should not stop us from trying to exercise our authority. And at least, as Andy said, if you don't do anything as a MAC, they're not going to listen to you. But if we have an ability to do it, we probably should do it.
Well, and we have the ability to give public comment. We have the ability to ask for certain things that come from the Planning Commission that influence our town. Correct.
Correct.
And so that would fall under this committee.
And the other thing that you would have working in your paper is that if it's a committee that's been formed by a local agency, town discovery that, you've got a little bit of color of government that you're bringing along, which brings along with it influence.
Yeah.
So you're not a member of the public that's showing up, not the member of the public is listened to anymore or less, but you've got this color of government that you're operating underneath this MAC authority, which the MAC authority says, and why we've been spending, the water, wastewater. So the context that you've been commenting on this project has been related to the services provided by the town.
Yes.
And so the MAC authority kind of expands also to general use, the impacts on the community. It was effectively what the counties used in the past as like an HOA, in a sense, so they had information coming from these unincorporated communities up to the large county government to understand, hey, we're making land use decisions in this large geographic area, and we're getting some input from local governments there.
Kevin, can I ask you just one question? Dina, what are your thoughts on that as far as using staff help? Because I know when we first rolled this out, getting more involved with MAC, I think when
I was chair.
You were chair, yeah, we were told, no staff time. So what are your thoughts?
I would probably agree with more of that. We have proximity team monies. Water is a water. Water is a wastewater. Very limited on a general fund, so I have limited funds. So it would be very limited time that I would have to dedicate.
Okay.
So
very limited funds.
My question to Andy is, can you have an ad hoc committee that's not supported by staff?
So as a board, you can answer your question, yes.
Okay. So two directors could. Only two, though, because if you get three,
you're against Brown Act.
Right, but two directors could volunteer to be in this position or be nominated by the board to do this and meet as an ad hoc committee, maybe ask for some direction once in a while from the AGM because he understands the way the county operates. He knows who you should talk to get on the agenda or whatever. We could get good guidance from a lot of experience, but you wouldn't have to have it supported by like our other committees are, whereas you have to do an agenda and you're not taking away that. Is that possible? Then I see no one reason why we should move forward.
Okay, does anyone else have any questions? Leslie, do you have any questions?
No, that was the question.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Do you have any questions?
No, I mean, I think it's a good idea as well. I guess what we don't know is where this is all at and with the county as far as the planning. I mean, this could they could have already approved something, and this might be a moot point from our standpoint, but...
Well, I think no action is no action. I think, you know, our constituents are asking us to take a stance, and this might be a good way to do that.
That might be, you know, I might have a very valid point. We won't know that until we get there at a little meeting and they say, sorry, that ship sailed.
Right.
Yeah.
So I see no downside to it as long as we're not asking more from staff or getting into a commingled situation, which we don't want to do with our funds.
Yeah.
So I would support your idea. I don't know how to move forward with that.
So the way that your bylaws operate in order for you to set committees is that you set committees as a board and then they're appointed. So if you want to set a committee, you have every right to do so because you put them on the agenda. So if you want to set a committee, you could say we're going to call this the special planning committee for the project, you know, whatever you want to name it, and then say that it's limited in time and purpose, so once there is a project or there's been a determination made by planning that this committee disbands, what the committee will do, which would be attending on behalf of the agency, whether there's stipend or no stipend, and then you know, you're going to receive direction. So effectively being reporting back to the CMAC as in your capacity as a board member, giving direction from the board members, and then bringing that back out into the community, whatever organization.
So I would like to make a motion. Or do you?
Let's take it to public.
Okay, sorry.
Is there any public comment on the special planning committee formation? And with that, we'll bring it back.
So I would like to make a motion to form a special planning commission ad hoc committee, non-stipend, non-staff time, for the project across the street, with nominating people that are interested in being a part of that committee.
I'll second that.
Okay, let's take a vote. Any discussion? Any further discussion?
Mr. Belcher? Aye. Amy Porter?
Aye.
Roger Grace?
Aye.
Vice President Buto?
Aye.
Roseanne Graham?
Aye. And with that, that passes.
So, my next question is...
At this point, we should probably designate...
Designate or nominate someone for that committee.
What we would recommend is from a staff position is, so you created your committees, and we would like to put something on the consent calendar next month or the next meeting, so that we'll memorialize this. Because ad hoc committees, they need some sense of, because there's no Brown Act, so we'd like to put something in the record so that folks are wondering, hey, we understand it's a planning commission, or there's some sort of planning committee, we want to attend. We can draw our attention back to this. So we'll have that in your consent calendar for the next meeting. But for now, if you don't have to, but you've created a committee, you can nominate. When you bring it back on there, you can bring it back at the next meeting, think about it, and then you can have nominees on the resolution entirely up to you.
Well, I think we should ask if anybody's interested in being on that committee.
I am.
Well, I am, since I have no committees. Sorry.
I mean,
technically, you have committees that you still meet all the time.
I would, I don't. I will let other people.
I feel the same way. I'm good, I think.
I'll do it. Yeah, I know.
I'm happy with my one little committee as well.
So, actually, you said you don't want to be on it, or you don't need to be on it?
I don't need to be on it, no.
Oh, well, then we have to do volunteer, right?
There we
go.
So what you'll see on your next agenda.
Were you interested?
No.
What you'll see on your next agenda is a resolution for a special planning committee under the consent calendar with Directors Graham and Director Belcher as the two committee members, and what ratify that at the next meeting.
And then you guys develop your own structure and decide how you're gonna report back and how you're gonna move forward and just report under E at board meetings.
And just for clarity's sake, it is an eyebrow agreement, it's a tab, so that means that you can meet at a drop of a hat, coordinate amongst yourselves.
Go to the top.
The only thing that is, that you cannot do, or you have to have your authority, is taking positions on behalf of the town that would have not been designated.
And I would maybe recommend reaching out to Assemblymember Wilson's office to get a little bit more clarity how they've seen it work in the past.
Whatever you guys decide to do, make it comfortable and understand better what your role is.
Okay, and with that.
You're welcome.
And with that, let's move on to discussion of possible action, G1.
Okay, that is me today. Good evening. Tonight I'm presenting an update on the town's compliance with the State Water Resource Control Board's cross-connection control policy handbook, adopted in 2020. This policy sets strict enforceable standards for all public water systems in California, including Discovery Bay, to prevent backflow and protect our drinking water from contamination. This item was reviewed by the Water and Wastewater Committee on May 7th and was presented to the board at the Board of Directors meeting on May 21st. Under state law, we are required to submit a comprehensive cross-connection control plan by July 1st of 2021. This plan must include hazard assessments, backflow prevention, enforcement, public outreach, and corrective actions. Compliance is not optional. Failure to meet these standards could result in significant financial penalties, legal action, and even interruption in water service to non-compliant customers or facilities. To meet these obligations efficiently and cost-effectively, staff evaluated proposals for qualified vendors to outsource our cross-connection control program. Outsourcing offers us several advantages. It gives us access to specialized expertise and ensures we stay current with evolving regulations. It improves program management and data tracking. It allows our town staff to focus on core services while maintaining compliance and public safety. We received two qualified proposals. HydroCorp's proposal was the most cost-effective, with a three-year contract totaling approximately $232,730, and a five-year contract of $369,292. In comparison, SoCal's water five-year proposal was over $800,000. HydroCorp services will cover all the required elements, including plan assessment, inspection, enforcement, and public awareness. The costs for these services have been included in the fiscal year 25-26 budget, will also be reflected in the upcoming water and sewer rate study. Staff recommends approving a five-year contract with HydroCorp for $369,292.52, authorizing the general manager to execute the contract and approve change orders up to 10% of its value. This approach will ensure Discovery Bay meets state mandates, protects public health, and manages costs responsibly. Kyle of HydroCorp is online. Aaron and I are also both available and happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Dina. I have one question for you, Aaron. How is this going to impact the marina? Will they have to have one of these at each berth for a boat, because there's water for every boat?
The marina is considered a commercial account.
Yeah.
So right at the meter already, there's already a backflow installed, and that services everything beyond that point. So for every connection, every hose bay, they have to be on that.
Okay. I was thinking how that would be to have one of those at each slip. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
The rationale between the three-year and the five-year, you guys want to take the five-year? Was there
it's going to be a 10-year plan, so we figured we would do 5 years, that, it would make those possible and sensible.
Ashley, any questions?
Ashley? Yes, I'd like to speak with you.
Water is going to do in-house. They're creating a whole new department for this. So that's going to be very costly. Contra-Costa Water might be doing the same, but they were looking at both ways. And then small districts like us, they're looking at outsources. Excellent.
Kevin,
do
you have any questions?
No.
Excellent. Well, let's take it out for public comment. Does anyone have any questions? Now is the time. No hands raised? And no one? Okay. Well, with that, we'll bring it back for a vote.
I would move staff recommendation.
Second.
Director Archer?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Director Reyes?
Aye.
Vice President Puto?
Aye.
President Graham?
Aye. All right, and next we're going to talk about the have a discussion of possible action to set a public hearing to adopt the operating and capital improvement budgets for fiscal year 25-26.
I know it's a lot of money, but I'm going to pass this over to our finance manager, Margaret.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. I'm here just to give you an update of the budget since our workshop on April 30th. Included in the packet is the budget document itself. Included in the board report, I did share with you some changes that were made since the April 30th meeting, so I wanted to bring it to your attention. So first up is the ad valorem information was received here in late May. And so we were able to update the information there. Good news is that we anticipate receiving additional monies from there, about $30,000 more than I think what we anticipated. We also received the final report from Hurwitz for our Zone 9 assessment. And that information is the next up on the agenda, so I'll steal any thunder on that one. But we did receive information on that that did give us some better information rather than an estimate. I also, for the purposes of updating our cash flow as it relates to our capital program, did update with additional capacity and connection fees that were received. So that information was included so that we can see how are we going to use our cash or where is debt needed to be able to fund our projects. Again, we have a list of various projects for both our water and wastewater. And certainly additional funding there does help us support those efforts. We also received information from the Alina, who supports us for our contract operations for our water and wastewater. We were able to get the adjustment in there that is determined by a calculation that's within the agreement. Based off of that information, we did see a little bit of savings there, so we wanted to make sure we incorporated those dollars. And then also, too, we did update the CIP schedule on the water side. This had to do with the project that was looked at by the board, the last board meeting, moving out of project. And as a result, we just sort of swapped that Sandpoint project with the water distribution line because we're more ready, if you will, with Sandpoint, as reflected by last board meeting's action on it. And so that was, we just wanted to shift that so that the numbers sort of aligned, if you will, with the actions taken by the board. As a result of that, of course, some summary schedules were adjusted. The other thing that was done was I added a five-year forecast, so that's new to the budget, that's on your financial highlights, and all of that information is included in the budget document. I will continue to go through it and fine-tune some formatting and other kind of items there just to make sure that all the numbers are reflected appropriately. But the action today is asking for the board approval to set the hearing date for June 18th here at the Community Center. And that will be done to provide notice to our community for the budget to be adopted, or to be considered, I should say, by the board at the June 18th meeting. And with that, I'll return it to you for further questions or comments.
Bringing it back to the board, any questions, comments? Anyone?
I would say the finance committee reviewed this today and approved bringing it to the board.
Excellent. Is there any public comment on the phone or in the room regarding the June 18th date at 7 p.m.? No? Okay, with that, we will bring it back for a vote.
You have to have a motion first, yeah.
Make a motion?
I make a motion to approve staff's recommendations. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a public hearing.
It's a public hearing. Yeah, because you have to do the public hearing before it can get voted in.
Okay, but we are...
That's a recommended action with staff to set the public hearing.
Set it. And so, yeah.
I make a motion to do that.
Okay. You have any seconds?
I second.
With that, let's take it to a vote.
Clerk Belcher?
Aye.
Clerk Porter?
Aye.
Clerk Grace?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Motion passes. With that, we will go to G3, discussion of possible action to adopt resolution 2025-4, notice of intent to levy and collect the assessment for the Ravenswood Improvement District.
And I will pass that over to our finance manager.
Yes, thank you. So this is the next step in the process, if you will, with our Zone 9 assessment. This item first came before the board back in April to pass a resolution for our to give direction to our engineer to do the assessment report. They have now completed that assessment report, and that is included in this today's packet. The assessment report does take a look at where we are with our finances for Zone 9. This is for the Ravenswood area. And we do look at our expenses, what our anticipated budget is for next year. So certainly working hand in hand, if you will, with the activity that we just discussed in the last item to ensure that we're making sure that we are appropriately using the funds that are separately assessed here. Based off of the information that is presented, we are showing that the rate will increase to $853.06, which is a 1.27% increase over last year. That determination is based off of the CPI index factor and is included in there. So that is the amount that's there. The funds that we do have in this particular account will then be used for only for us from operations, but also for future capital projects. I know we just completed a couple of nice projects for the area, including the splash pad and Wild Drive. And so there are some plans for future enhancements within Ravenswood, not necessarily for next year, but for the following year, as we want to make sure we have sufficient funds there. And so with that, the action today is to adopt resolution 2025-04 to set the notice of intent to levy and collect an annual assessment for the Ravenswood District Lighting and Landscape Zone 9 for fiscal year 25-26 and set the public hearing for June 18th, 2025 at 7 p.m. here at the Community Center.
Excellent. Any comments?
Can I ask a quick question? And I ask this every year just for clarification purposes for the public. This CPI index was something that was established back with the developers when Ravenswood was developed, correct? So there's a very intricate way of deciding what the annual assessments are. And can you clarify a little bit of what that is, just for maybe some people in the public that haven't heard it? Kind of. Like how the assessment is established. It's not something that we just go, here's the assessment every year. It's something that was developed by when the developers came in, and we're just following basically what the algorithm is for that. Okay.
So, and yes, they established that in the CPI, we can only increase to a certain percentage amount, and the funds
Thank you.
So, any other questions?
Well, I'd just like to say on behalf of the residents of Zone 9, we appreciate that the finance manager has come up with a much lower implication this year compared to previous years. So, with that being said, I will make a motion to approve stuff. Oh, what's the suffer?
What, you just made a motion to approve it?
I did.
This is monumental.
I know. Is there any public comment?
I second that motion.
Okay, well, just a second. Is there any
I got too excited
comment?
About
it. Oh, I was excited
anyone
too.
Anyone on the phone? Is there anyone in the room who would like to?
Okay, do it again.
Okay, with that, we will bring it back for a motion.
Well, now I'm reconsidering. No, I'll make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
I second.
Yeah, there's a motion that's already on.
Oh, good.
Okay.
It's alive.
We just wanted to hear him say it again.
Yeah. Maybe once more, just kidding. All right, let's roll call vote.
Director Belcher?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Pinto?
Aye.
President Grant?
Aye.
I just want to acknowledge Director Pinto's generosity with $9.80.
Excellent. We have a manager's report? General manager's report? Nothing? Okay. Director's report, finance committee meeting. Do you want to address that?
Everything that we discussed was in our finance committee.
Ditto.
Okay. Water and wastewater.
Yeah, we got several updates mm-hmm. in regards to different projects that are ongoing or upcoming, and everything's moving along smoothly at this point.
Excellent. Yeah, way to go. Way to go. All right, thank you. With that, any other reports, correspondence, future agenda items? And we will now.
I do want to say one thing. I will be on vacation for our first month, for the meeting of the first week of July.
Okay.
Oh.
We're not going to have that meeting.
Well, I should.
Because you
couldn't
be here.
Well, enjoy your vacation.
You just messed up the whole meeting because you're not here, we're canceled.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I appreciate the call.
You know, I just want to say one thing quickly before we end the meeting. I wasn't at the last meeting, which I missed it. I did watch it on Zoom and listen. And some of these issues that we deal with can be very confusing and very detailed and kind of out of our lane, if you will. I mean, as people, not as a board. But, you know, we all need to read and understand the packets that we get. And we have a lot of resources. We can always contact Dina. Andy's available. So please keep that in mind. Andy, you're always, you know, welcome to give us any suggestions on since you do work with a lot of other CSDs. But we got that passed, so that's a good thing. And with that, we'll end the meeting at 8:09 p.m.